Can we just stand and just say a prayer? I'm going to read from God's Word, and this is going to be our main text. And then after that, we'll just get right into our service this morning, our message. Let us pray first. Heavenly Father, Avino Makeno, we come before you, Lord, and we just pray again for our blessing on this message. I offer up my vessel to you, Lord, that you would fill me and guide me with the power of your Ruach HaKodesh. Please speak to our hearts and our minds of your word and maybe apply them to our lives. May we know you better and appreciate your love for us even more. Please, we give this to you, Father. We thank you. We pray this in Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. Now I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 1. Only a few verses here, and this is going to be our main text. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus and to the faithful in Mashiach Yeshua, grace be to you in peace from our God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Yeshua HaMashiach to himself, according to the goodwill of his pleasure, to the praise of the glory of his grace, where he has made us accepted in the beloved. You may now be seated. Now, I want to share the reason why I want to share this message with you. It's because this is a message that the Lord shared with me first. I've been a believer since I was 20 years old, and I received the Lord when I was in Calgary, Alberta. I'm born and raised here, as you know. After I got saved, after I came to know Yeshua, I had many experiences with the Lord of intimacy, of being close. But there's been something in my heart that would come up from time to time, and it would be a hole there in my heart. For many years of my life, I struggled with depression, and I struggled with this for because of my childhood. And the Lord also healed me. But at first, I need to tell you and share with you, I grew up. It wasn't the best home, but a lot of people have a lot worse than I do. I had a father that wasn't a very good one. He never lived with me. I would see him from time to time. And when I would see him, he was not a very good at being a father. Everything was conditional. You know, if I didn't do things right, I would have he would bring fear that he was going to hit me or cause harm to me. And he always had the error that if I make a mistake, that he was going to withdraw his love and I'm disowned from him. And so I'm kind of glad I didn't live with him, because it would have been much harder if I did. But I yearned to have a relationship with him that I never had. I had a good mother. I mean, she loved me, and she raised, she took care of me very well. But when I was 9 years old, she had a breakdown. She wasn't the same ever since then. I actually had to become her emotional father, if you will, starting at 9 years old. Anyway, you know, you go through life and you just live going through these things, and you accept them and you just keep going. What else are you going to do? So when I was 20, I became a believer. And I was always searching before that. My father was involved in the New Age and the occult, and like a lot of Jewish people are. And I got involved in those same things, and I got involved very deeply. But when I found Yeshua, I realized that it was he that I'd been searching for. It was only he that would fill the hole in my heart. Now, after I became a believer, I did have a wonderful peace and joy. I was so excited that I found this special treasure that is in Yeshua HaMashiach. And the Lord put a burden in my heart to be sensitive to the Jewish people, the Jewish culture. See, actually, this is what happened to me when I was, when I got saved. I didn't know any Christians. I didn't know any believers. The Lord saved me. It was through a book called The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. My dad drove a taxi cab in the city for like 20, 22 years in Winnipeg. And people would leave things in the back seat, and somebody left that book. And then he gave that book to me. I read it. And if you're familiar with that book, it talked about Jesus being the Messiah, coming one time, and he will come again the second time as a Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Lion of the tribe of Judah. But he had to come the first time as a suffering servant. It also said that the prophets of the Bible always had to be 100% correct. If they would not be, they would be put to death. So that really intrigued me. It talked about 1948, a miracle happened. Israel became a nation, fulfilling biblical prophecy right before our very eyes. So that was a wow moment for me. I bought a Bible, and I wanted to challenge it. I wanted to see if this was really true, if these things are in there. And as I was reading the scriptures, I was reading through Isaiah, I was reading through some other parts of the Old Testament, and then I read the Gospels, and then all four, and then that is what pulled me in to see Yeshua as the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Savior. And that's when I gave my heart to him. But as I was reading the scriptures in the Old Testament, the Lord was pulling me closer to something I've never felt before. And that was a sense of being connected to the Jewish people. And that was, reading stories, I felt that I'm there. There's a part of me that's there. In the Exodus story, in the other stories when God would send the prophets and so on, I felt just something there, and I've never had that before. Through years after I got saved, I had wonderful times in my time with the Lord. Every now and again, this little hole in my heart would come back there, and I would go into this depression, this darkness. And I was here in Winnipeg in November. I went back home, and I had a period just a few weeks after that of darkness and depression over me that I haven't felt in such a long time. And but then something happened to me. I had a visitation of the Lord in my darkest moment. And I have a hard time even explaining it, but the Lord came to me and he put an impression in my heart and my mind. And so this message I have here, it's simple, but I'm hoping it will speak to your heart and in case you have a hole in your heart. And this is what the Lord shared with me. The Lord shared with me, I was on my bed in my room back in Arizona, and he shared with me that, Richard, I love you, and I have adopted you. You are my son. I want you to look up all the scriptures, and I want you to pray these scriptures and to put your faith on these scriptures, and then you will be healed. And the scriptures were all the verses that have to do with adoption by the Lord. You see, there's a reason why Jesus, Yeshua, had to come. He had come to take away all the obstacles that are between the holy God and the sinful us, so that all the obstacles are taken out of the way, so that we can have this wonderful, open relationship, that we would be made clean, and that God would see us in the righteousness of Yeshua, not in our own righteousness, but in his righteousness. And all the sins, all that we've done, are nailed to the tree, to the cross, and has been done away with and taken away. Now, relating to this verse, well, I'll look at it in a second, but I want to share with you, this is what the Lord shared with me. And I've had a strange experience all my Christian life. I came to know the Lord, just the Lord and me. When the Lord always wants to show me something, and I always have something happen to me, you can take it or leave it. I really can't explain it, but I believe it's of the Lord. And that is when he's showing something to me that is something he really wants me to know, I see right at that moment or right the next moment, I have a phenomenon that happens in my life. I see sparkles in the air. And it fills the whole room. And it could be in the middle of the day with the curtains open and everything, and I'm seeing like filling a room with sparkles. And I can't explain it. I don't know what that is. But it only happens only when the Lord is showing me something that I need to see personally. And I mean, I know that's unusual and strange, but that's what happened at this moment. So I had my computer on. It was on a Messianic Havarah music. It was like a Messianic radio station. And then the next song, right a second later, after I seen the sparkles, was Avinu Malkeinu, which means our Father, our King. And the Lord showed with me also in my heart and my spirit that I'm adopted. I already knew that in my mind. I've been a Christian I'm 48 years old. I've known that in my mind. A lot of things I had in my mind, in my heart, but there's one thing I did not have in my heart. You see, I knew God loved me, but to be honest with you, know if I really ever really experienced his love for me, like a real experience. And until that day. And I started to cry like a baby. And I have a little baby at home, she's 1 year old, and I cried more than she did that day because how that touched me. And then the Lord gave another word in my mind, my heart. And that is the love I have for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that anyone who puts his faith in him will not perish but have everlasting life. He has it for the world. But I believe there's something happening now, a phenomenon that is new in the world. There's miracles happening now. You know, the Lord is going to the Arab people, the people of Iran, in dreams. Everyone's having the same dream. And the Lord is appearing to them in a dream and saying that Yeshua is the Messiah and he's the only one who can save you from your sins. Turn to him. This is happening all over the Middle East and Iran and other places. I was at the conference yesterday with Michael at the missions conference, and we were sitting there in a chair, and there was a man there from Cambodia, and then there was another man. He was speaking there, and then this man was speaking about the same phenomenon is happening in China. There are certain villages there that are hundreds and thousands of people coming to the Lord because they're all having the same dream. And it's the same dream as the people in Iran and Iraq and a lot of those different places. They're having a dream that Jesus is the Messiah. Go see a man with a book and go to him and say, what can I do to know this Jesus, this man? The man with the book is a pastor. He travels all around the whole area there, and so he's no one to carry his Bible with him, and so they find him, and thousands of people are coming to the Lord. And the Lord is going to be doing things also with the Jewish people. He's going to be calling them. It may not be it's just as dramatic, but it's going to be here and there and there, and the Lord's going to be calling people, and he wants them to know that he is their Heavenly Father. He is the one that called them to have a marriage, a relationship in Mount Sinai. He's the one that, you know, we're doing all this because of his calling of his people. And he wants to show them that he cares about them, he loves them, and he is their father, the father of the children of Israel. And so this is, I believe the Lord's going to be, this is going to be a phenomenon that's going to be approaching the Jewish people little by little by little, wherever they are in the world. And so keep your ears open, your eyes, to see this very thing. And it's going to be very soon. Why? It's because his return is coming very soon. We can see their signs. We can be here all day talking about that. You know, Obamacare, and when I went back home in November, I learned that in Obamacare, they're going to be bringing in 2017, that every person's going to have a microchip. It's in the health care, in Obamacare. and it's going to have all your ID and everything on there. There are people pushing for the temple to be built in Israel right now. People that is in the government serving right now are trying to push for the temple to be built in Jerusalem right now. We're living in times of the economy is teetering back and forth. China's even having economic problems. The stock market has dropped a lot this past month or two, more than it has in a long time. We're living in a very precarious times, and we're at the very precipice of big things that are going to be occurring. And I think that's why when sin abounds, grace abounds even more. And so we're going to see the power of God working in people's lives. And I can see even in this city, in this province here, when you're at the missions conference and all the ministries that are there, and they're all their little places serving the Lord, whether it's in Winnipeg or Manitoba or in Canada, wherever they may be, God is working in people, but he's trying to remind them that he has called them so that he can be your father. You may have had worse father than I have had, or mother. You might have been abandoned. You might have been totally felt unloved by your own family. Some people, like myself, it's hard to even know what love is. And you can hear about the gospel, you can hear about the Lord, and not really know it in your heart. You have it in your mind. There's a lot of people out there who will come to a congregation and go through the motions, but not have the love of God in their heart. It says in Ephesians here, we read it, it says, according to, as he has chosen us, in verse 4, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You see, the whole message here, all that we're looking at this morning, Old Testament, New Testament, is all the story of God's love for us that he had before even the very foundation of the world. And it says here, the next verse, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Yeshua HaMashiach to himself, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have received Yeshua HaMashiach, you may not look in the mirror, you may see the mirror in yourself, and you may not feel you're lovable. You may feel and think that God, he doesn't love me. I'm just a low life dirt. You know, you have to be careful with those kind of thoughts. Because the enemy can go in and make those thoughts deeper and darker, and you go down the slide. Even as a believer, it can happen. But the truth is, according to the word, is that you are accepted in the beloved. So what that really means is that when God the Father sees you, he sees you as a precious son, a precious daughter. And we have all the benefits of having God as our Father, a God who loves and cares and listens to your cries, to the pain of your heart, to the issues of life that we go through from day to day. He is there to care for every one of you and love you as a father who loves a child. When God created Adam, he created him out of the dust of the earth with his hands. But the planets and all this universe, he just spoke it, and it came to be speaking, and there it was. But not with man, not with Adam. He did this differently in his creation. He used his hands and to mold the little Adam, a little to him, and formed a man. He breathed into the nostrils of Adam, and he became a living soul. The moment that Adam opened up his eyes, the first person, the first thing he saw was his Creator, his Heavenly Father. And there was God making him and looking at him like a child, I believe. Like we have a child that is born in the hospital with our wives, and there is a special care. And then we had HaSatan come in and ruin the whole thing. But God had a plan. He knew this was going to happen, the plan to bring forth salvation that would come through a lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that would come through the line of David. And then he would have a son later on, and we call him Yeshua HaMashiach. And then Yeshua said to his own people,
how long I wanted to gather you to his people as chickens are gathered underneath their wings, but you would not. He wanted to, the passion of Jesus for his people and for us, his people, is just unmeasurable. And so the Lord has done all these wonderful things to bring and reveal his love for us. But the pain he has is when we fall into sin, when we don't believe in it. And it says that faith is pleasing to the Lord, and anything done without faith is sin. But the Lord is still merciful. See, here's the wonderful thing, is that when you know Yeshua HaMashiach as your Lord, as your Savior, and good day, he is our Father, our loving Heavenly Father. And guess what? Even in the bad days, his love never changes. He still remains the loving Heavenly Father. His love for you does not change. And according to Romans chapter 5, it says we have been given the gift of righteousness along with the gift of salvation. 2 Corinthians 5 says, for he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made their righteousness in him. You see, we've been given the gift of salvation, and we've been given the gift of righteousness. I am not righteous of my own. I have nothing to impress the Lord with wisdom or strength. I have nothing but failure. I have nothing but my weakness. And you know what? The truth is that's the way we all are. And if we think differently, we're just pretending. And it's a facade. There are things in our life that we cannot control. There's a lot of things in our life that are bigger than us that come in our way, and we have no control over those things. Only the Lord does. But here the Lord says, behold, all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So whatever happened to you in your past, in your life, the Lord is taking it out of the way. He's giving you a whole new life. You are now a new creation in him. And that is why, in the same passage, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. Ministry of reconciliation. That we are reconciled, a sinful people, to a holy God by Yeshua HaMashiach. To the praise of his glory, it says here in Ephesians chapter 1. The Lord thought of you as his children even before the foundation of the very world was made. He loved you so much, he was waiting for you to be born and waiting for you to come to him. Because he knew, because of his foreknowledge. And so that is how much the Lord loves us. And the joy that was set before him, Jesus said in the book of Hebrews, he endured the cross, the tree. He endured it because he, Jesus, loved the Father enough that he would say, not my will, but thine will be done. And he loved us that he would bear the pain of the nails in his hand and his feet, the scourging, and that he had to be separated from God the Father to pay the full penalty of sin. And he who knew no sin, but we know sin, that cross that was there, I belong there. I'm the one that belongs there. I'm the murderer. I'm the adulterer and fornicator. I'm the liar. I'm the one who the wages of sin is death that I need to pay, but no. Here we have one, an advocate, who said, Richard, you just step aside and I will do this for you. I will take this place for you. So now continuing on here, I want to read just a little bit further in this Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to be done in about 5, maybe 10 minutes. I'm going to read in verse 7, and it says, Ephesians 1, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, that powerful blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. See, it's a mystery here.
according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Mashiach, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Mashiach, and whom ye also trusted after that ye have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom ye believed, and ye were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the greatest earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. We have an inheritance because we are children of God. We are the praise of his glory. We are the praise. We are the ones the Lord loves to work in through us, to give us his peace and forgiveness, and to have whole lives, and to be healed in spirit, mind, and body. And that's why it says in verse 15, it says in Ephesians 1, wherefore I also have heard of your faith. Oh, no, sorry, I'm reading the same thing again. Hold on. Yes. I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, Adonai, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. You see, when you receive Jesus, when you become saved, that's only the beginning of your life. And you have a whole new beginning to learn who this Messiah is. That is why Shaul speaks to the people of Ephesus, and he says that your eyes and understanding would be enlightened. You see, we receive the Lord, we're forgiven. But what does all that mean in our lives? How do we apply that? And so here he's saying, I pray to you about for your needs, that your eyes would be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory and the inheritance in the saints, that you may know the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. And you see, we have a great inheritance right now that we can experience and know by walking in the Lord, but it'll be magnified once we are in heaven in glory there with him. And so let's continue on. And so here we have this wonderful promise. I'm now going to go to Romans and just read a part of that. And I want to prove to you that we are created to have an experience with him. And we are to experience him as our Father. That's why it says here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, for many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, where we cry, Abba, Father. You see, when we receive the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, it is to be an experience of something that we are to not just know in our minds, but we are to experience it with our own spirit, where that it cries, Abba, Father. Abba is a word that you will hear commonly in Israel and among Jewish people, because it simply means daddy. It means father. But it's an intimate calling of daddy. There's a sweetness there when a little boy or a little girl, and he says, Abba, Father, Daddy. And so the Holy Spirit is the witness of our spirit that we are adopted, that we are the sons and the daughters of the living God. You know, this means so much more when you think of God in an old covenant kind of way, who is a God of power, the God who is a creator of the heavens and the earth, the God that is holy, the God who did miracles, who led our people through the Red Sea, the God that slew the Goliath through the hands of David, and is a God of power, the God of miracles, the God that is everywhere, all-seeing, all-knowing. And the God that looks at each one of us individually, quietly, and wants to hear our prayers. He wants to hear and see our cries. He wants to
intimately engage with each one of us as if you were the only person in the world, the only child he would have, and he would give you that love that he's, we just have to open up our hearts and by faith. But the promises go on. It says, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are to experience this, not head knowledge, but experience through our lives, through our heart, our own spirit. And it says, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with the Messiah, if so that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. And so it is meant to be an experience. And we have been justified. We have been cleansed. We have been made righteous through our Lord and through our Messiah. And now, I just wanted to close here with these words. You see, as the Lord had to show me first this experience. And there's a whole world out there of hurting people. There's people who have anger issues because they're mad at the people that they were supposed to trust, and they betrayed their trust by not being the parents that they should have been. And then you have also people out there who are heavily medicated because they cannot deal with the stress of life, and they're just so discouraged and depressed that they need something to keep them going. And here there's hope. There's hope of reconciliation to a lost and dying world out there, that they can find a Heavenly Father who loves them. Loves them personally. When Jesus healed people in the Gospels, he came to them, each one of them, individually, one by one. What can I do for you? How can I help you? You know, I'm deaf. I cannot see. I cannot hear. And Jesus would engage each person individually because that is the kind of God he is. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if you're willing, maybe you already have this experience with the Lord as your Father. But when you're alone with him, anytime in the near future, think of him as the one who is your Father. Open up your heart in faith that being a father means that he hears you. He cares about you. He loves you. He wants to hear your prayer. He's there too. His arms are always open. And so this is a message to a lost and dying world. It's also a message to our people, Israel. There's a song that I heard, I was just telling you about. It was Avinu Malkeinu, after the Lord came to me and spoke to my spirit, my heart. There's a song out there, Avinu Malkeinu, that is sung by Barbara Streisand. Is there anybody here that has a... This is maybe a strange request. I have a cell phone from Arizona, but I can't use it because I'll be charged like $1 million because roaming charges. But does anybody here have a cell phone that has unlimited minutes and an internet? Is anybody here that has that here? And do you have unlimited minutes? Can I ask you to do me a favor? Can you look up, can you go on YouTube? Barbara Streisand, Avinu Malkeinu. And as he does that, I want to share with you these words, what the words mean. Listen to these words. And I believe this is the words of the calling of the Jewish people right now. Avinu Malkeinu, we're going to hear it in Hebrew, but I want to hear it say it to you in English. Our Father, our King, hear our voice. Our Father, our King, we have sinned before you. Our Father, our King, have compassion upon us and upon our children. Our Father, our King, bring an end to pestilence, war, famine around us. Our Father, our King, bring an end to all trouble and oppression around us. Our Father, our King, our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of life. Our Father, our King, renew upon us a good year. Hear our voice. Hear our voice. Hear our voice. Our Father, our King, our Father, our King, renew upon us a good year. Our Father, our King, hear our voice. Hear our voice. Hear our voice. And this is the calling of the Jewish people.
Barbara Streisand sings this with passion and power. And I believe that these words is what the Lord will be doing with his people, the Jewish people, in Israel and around the world. Do you have it ready? Yeah, and I'm going to play it up here, and then after this, we will be dismissed. I'm just going to pause it. Battery paused. So we're going to close after the song, but just, I want you to just open up your hearts and your minds to this.
I'm just going to play it from here and through that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to play right here. I'll just press that. Right. And hear the passion of the song and the calling of his own people to repentance. This is a song that's usually sung at Rosh Hashanah, but there's a universal truth to the song. So let's listen to it, and then we're dismissed with eat. That's a bit of a slow beginning.
Thank you.
Avinu Mekenu, we come before you and we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you would do all the things you have done, that we can come before the Holy of Holies, that we can all come as priests before you, Lord. Heavenly Father, please shower all these people here with your love. Thank you, Lord, the work you are doing around the world. We pray, Father, that this message would be brought to your people in Jerusalem and Israel, around the world, and all peoples, that we may know who you are, our loving and heavenly Father, our Avinu Mekenu. O Lord, we need you. We are lost without you. You are our strength, our tower, our shield. As you were to King David, you are to us. Thank you. In the name of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, amen. Thank you for your patience and for listening. And God bless you. And I'll pray for the food. Please bless the food for our body's use and our time together. We pray in the name of Yeshua. Amen.